with a breath of fresh air to be practicing against somebody different last couple days?
Yeah, you get tired of practicing against the same players every day and start learning your moves, so it's good to get some work against somebody who doesn't know much.
And do you notice the big crowds here, or are you still focusing on practice or anything?
Yeah, you really, once you play the game for a while, you tend to just play ball and don't even think about the fans, but it makes it a little more exciting walking out to practice knowing there'll be people here.
Seems these franchises have a lot of respect for each other. Just talk about the respect you have for the Saints.
Good football team, and you got to respect all teams because the NFL and every team got players, but you just got to have that drive and that dog in you and come out and make plays.
Evaluate Jimmy Graham for me, if you will.
A good player. Obviously, the whole league knows about him, and that's about it.
So who's better, you, Gronk, or him?
We're all good players. We're all different and all got different qualities, but I say it is what it is.
Do you use a guy like Jimmy Graham? Obviously, you see Gronk every day in practice.
Yeah.
Games, but do you use a guy like Jimmy Graham, his explosiveness, his separation, as a measuring stick for your own game?
I'd say we're different players, and we do different things, and he has more of a – him and Gronk are similar in their playing type, and I have a different type of way I approach the defenders and approach the game, but it's I think we all have different qualities that are very good.
How much of a measuring stick was it over the last couple of days working against this team where you thought you might have been in one position as an offense, but maybe you were ahead of where you think you are? Or what kind of a measuring stick was it?
I say we look pretty good. We got a long ways to go, and every team right now has a long ways to go to get where we want to go, which is that ultimate goal. But I say we just got to keep fighting, keep improving day by day, take it day by day, and just keep getting better.
You looking forward to tomorrow night, even though a lot of the first stringers might not play a whole heck of a lot?
Excited for every practice and every game, and when you love the game, that's why you come out here and give it your all.
Aaron, how have you made it through practice, training camp so far? How do you feel physically?
With all the new rules, I love it.
Is it saving you a little bit though?
Oh yeah, it's saving me. Two practices beats up on your body, but Bill, regardless, is gonna find a way to beat up on us. So regardless, we're gonna be tired.
You're just as well conditioned as you have been in years past. How you feel?
Yes, sir.
Have you had to spend as much time in trainers' rooms or in the tub or anything like that with you?
I'll keep that to myself.
Aaron, you and Tom seem to have pretty good connection today. Is it already feel like you guys are mid-season form?
I say we're still in the beginning. We just got to keep getting our timing down, and he got to start reading me, and I got to read him and know what he wants. He has to know what he wants me to do and stuff like that. But we keep improving every day, and we're going to get on point and come out the season firing.
The other day when he talked to you after the misfire between you two, is that just an example of what kind of perfectionist he is, that he expects you guys to be pretty much on the go right from the start?
No, we're still – it's camp, so we're still trying to get on the same page. And like I said, I got to know what he wants, and I have to do what he wants, and that's why we're out here in camp. You learn from your mistakes and keep going forward.
You and Rob both do a good job. What do you guys do differently?
I'm more of a I approach it with speed and quickness, and he approaches it with just being big and physical, and that basically describes both of us. Amen.
Thank you, Aaron.